The Challenge of Space. Carling, world brewers of the great American beer Carling Black Label, presents another story in the dramatic series, The Challenge of Space.
Half a century's time, when man has conquered the near planets and is reaching for the stars out beyond the frontier, it will not be technology that lets him down. It won't be the failure of the hyperspace drive or whatever is invented to beat time and space and the speed of light. The scientists working for the conquest of near and far space won't let the astronauts down, at least very rarely. What will fail, perhaps, will be the men who travel the spaceways, the astronauts themselves, and those immediately behind them, the families, the promoters. We are still weak and fallible beings, you see. We are still ruled by greed and pride and super-egos. Perhaps we always shall be. That is why my story tonight, although it has been told in the past, it will be told again in the future, when a trip to Mars may be as simple as going to see the pyramids along the Nile. Our story tonight is called Another Galaxy.
When the sun burns straight overhead and the grass lies scorched underfoot, when the breeze is gone and the air hangs heavy as lead, when the red dust cakes on a man's face and the dryness bites deep in his throat, that's when a man needs a beer. Carling Black Label Beer. Husky, lusty, and strong. Carling is the man's brand. Extra Strength Carling Black Label is now brewed right here in South Africa, so you don't lose a day of that lusty, lively taste Carling is world famous for. If you've got a thirst, put our brand on it. Carling Black Label, brewed for men in 18 breweries around the world.
We are in a large public park in central New York. The year is 2115.
Cigarette, Gavin? Oh, I forgot. The great American adventurer will not fool with Lady Nicotine, lest his position amongst the stars be endangered. Really, Gavin.
Abby, what are you... I mean, what you're hoping to... What I'm trying to say
is... Yes, Gavin, darling. What are you trying to say?
Forget it. I think it's time to go back.
It's not time to go back. It's not time to go anywhere. It's time to talk. We haven't talked yet.
I know.
Did you see your father?
Not last night. He was out at the Alpha Base. There was some kind of reunion.
Old Space Pioneers?
I don't know.
But you do. What else could it have been but Old Space Pioneers?
I don't know, Abby. Can we drop it, please?
How can we drop it? It's because your father, Ambrose P. Rochester, the great Ambrose P. Rochester, is an old space pioneer that we are here today, standing in this great old American park which the establishment is determined to sweep away and replace with steel and plasticellular glass. It's because of your father that we're here now. And I'm more miserable than I've ever been in my life before. And you're standing there like a child, not looking at me.
It's only making it worse, Abby. I just don't not know what to do, what course of action. Abby, I don't know.
I hope you like America in the year 2215.
Abby, won't you reconsider? Darling, think of it. We'd be together.
No,
we'd...
no, and no, never.
We'd share it all. The greatest venture ever to happen. Papa could fix it. I mean, you're a good enough geologist to get the job, Abby. You are.
I have one life to live, and I'm not sacrificing 8 years of it. To exist every day of each of those 8 years in a long metal tube, breathing man-made air, eating man-made synthetic food, and coming back, eventually, to a man-destroyed world.
Why? You always say this. Why should the world be destroyed in a century? Why? I just can't understand. Abby, I...
No. You just can't understand. I can't understand how 7 people can leave the planet Earth in 2115, be away for 8 years, but return to Earth a century later. I can't understand this. But the experts, the old space pioneers, the scientists, say this is so. And so I bow down before them. I revere their words. I hate their words.
Somebody has to do this.
Why?
Because for over 100 years, man has believed that he would never get out of our galaxy, even with the invention of the hyperspace drive. We've always believed that we'd be bound forever in the Milky Way system. Now, well, nobody even knew of the existence of Octavia Centauri, a star cluster in a whole new galaxy. Abby, can't you understand? Man can go out beyond the frontier. Man could at last find other intelligent creatures. If my father wasn't too old, why...
Your father is too old. And so he sacrifices his only son so that the dream he couldn't realize can come true. And he'll be dead 90 years before you return to Earth. If you ever do come back.
Abby, I can't leave you. I have to tell you, I don't want this thing. I don't want the Octavius Project. I don't want this Earth in 100 years. I want it now, and I want you now.
Oh, Gavin, what?
That's the end. Finished.
Tell him.
Father?
Yes, tell him.
I will. He'll be pretty upset now.
I don't care, Gavin. He is an old man. He's lived his life, done what he wanted to. You have to do what you want to do now. I want children. I want to grow things and look after animals and be quiet and happy and even sometimes a little lonely. I want you. I don't want to ever know about the USSS. I don't want to know what other lands it's taking its sickness to. It's not good for a girl's pride. Why? I'm practically going down on my knees to you,
Abigail.
Asking you not to go out beyond the frontier. I'm saying stay here and give me children and laugh with the people of this time. Not go away for 8 of your years and 100 of this Earth's. Maybe it's selfish, Captain Gavin Rochester, but I'm a simple woman. It just seems to me to be crazy for all that dark, cold space to have you, when you'd be so much more useful down here.
Who is it?
Father?
Gavin, come on in, boy.
Thanks, Father.
Oh, how are you, my boy? How's it going? Sit down, sit down. Bourbon? Well, are you nervous, boy? Tomorrow's the day of decision, huh? You know, I was talking with Ben Westermaster. How do you feel about maybe never seeing your son again, Ambrose, he says? Ben, I said to him, I'm an old man now. I've done a lot of things, a lot of great things. When I was 10 years old, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. Then and there, I swore I'd walk on the moon. 15 years later, I did. The years were pretty crowded after that. How's that, boy?
Looks fine, Pa. Listen,
Pa. We talked, Ben and me, talked for a long time about you and your mother. God rest her soul. Well, I think I made Ben understand about how I feel. You see, he has a boy. He's not a clever kid like you, Gavin. Not clever like you. Not clever like you. He's an ordinary boy. Goes fishing, plays pool, got a nice girl, gonna get married. Yeah, he's a nice boy. But he ain't going to Octavia Centauri. I'm proud, proud, proud of you, son. You got a first. Me? I never had a first. Come on, give her that bourbon. There's a bottle of cotton swamp liquor over there. Just ask him to be drunk. Come on, lose it, Gavin.
Great, Clyde. I have something I want to say to you.
Say it, boy. Third trip to Venus. Ambrose P. Rochester, first colonist to Mars, fourth freighter to touch down there, commanded by Ambrose P. Rochester. But never a first. That is why I can die at peace. And that is what I tried so hard to explain to Ben Westermaster, and I really think he was beginning to understand. I really think he was getting the message, Gavin. Oh, I really think he was.
Well, Pa... Well, all the tests are over. We've been whittled down to 28. Tomorrow come the final interviews, and, well, I've only a 1 in 4 chance. You have to remember that.
You're on your way to Octavia Centauri, and don't you forget it. There is no chance that you will not be judged. Not only ideal as a candidate for the flight, but you will be second in command as well. Of this, there is no doubt. Drink, boy. Stuff's going to be scarce where you're going, huh?
I've come to a decision this afternoon. I finally made up my mind. I don't want you to think that what I'm going to tell you, Pa...
Yeah, but listen, son.
No, let me talk, Pa. What I'm going to say is going to hurt you. It's going to kick you hard. I know this. But if you love me, you'll respect the motives...
What I want you to know, Gav, is you're going to take one of those 7 places on Project Octavius tomorrow on sheer merit. Merit! Not because your father is Ambrose Rochester.
You'll respect why I've decided like I have. Pa, I'm pulling out.
I only mourn because your mother isn't here. It hurts, boy, but I guess somewhere she'll be watching. Somewhere she'll be proud.
Pa, did you hear what I said? I am pulling out not only of Project Octavius, but out of the whole service.
You made to the moon, and Ben, he said...
Father, listen to what I'm saying. I said I'm pulling out of the project. I'm leaving the service. So stop reminiscing about me and look at me and tell me what you think.
Why are you shouting at me, Gavin?
Ah, do you understand what it is I am telling you?
Sure. Sure. You're leaving the space service. Well, that's great. That's great, 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 great. Well, get drunk, boy, just you and me. Lock the door, because when the Rochesters get drunk...
You do not understand. I am pulling out of the project. I'm going to be a farmer in New England. I'm going to grow maize and potatoes and tomatoes. From now on, I'm never going higher off the earth than the top of a ladder.
Captain, you're looking funny. You can't...
Yes,
you can't...
Father.
No, Captain.
Yes, Father.
Been a strain, boy. Now keep hold. You drink that.
It has not been a strain. I do not need to keep hold. I do not need to drink this.
What are you talking about?
Know something? In these mellow after-supper hours, there's nothing like a beer to make a man feel good, relaxed and good. And there's no beer like a Carling Black Label. Carling is the man's brand, the great American beer that's now brewed right here in South Africa, so you don't lose a day of that lusty, lively taste Carling is world famous for. Got a thirst? Then why not get your hands on a Carling right now, cold and frosty in the can. Isn't that just what real beer is all about? No wonder Carling is enjoyed by men in more than 50 countries around the world. Go for the man's brand. Go for Carling. Carling Black Label.
No, Gavin, not you, boy. Ben Westermaster's son, yeah, sure. Ben's boy at Flophouse, he'd flop out of the project because he's not made of the kind of meat we Rochesters are. Yeah, Ben's boy would pull out and cry and weep, and there are men and men. Families and families. You have spirit or you don't. Until the end of time, that's how it's going to be, and there's nothing any man can do about it. The leaders and the followers. Ben's son, why, I can't even recall his name at the moment. Ben's boy is a follower. And you, Gavin, you're a leader. That's all there is to it, boy. The mark is on you. Mark, setting you apart. From ordinary men. You have to go, boy. Now, not after all the hopes, all the plans. No, Gavin, no.
I don't...
Some woman, Gavin, huh? A woman bugging you, not letting you rest easy. Some woman, Gavin, putting doubts into your head. Lose her, boy. Priest like her. Like a Greek god. Pure, holy. But the reward. One of the most important men on earth.
There won't be anybody to remember me. What'll there be for me on this earth a century from now?
Fame, and money, and all the most beautiful women there are. They'll fall down from the trees and kiss your feet.
Help me. I can't coordinate.
I am going to make the decisions for you, boy, like I always did. You have the brain and the vision, the excellence and the devotion to duty. Your old father provides the will and the power. What a combination. A Rochester will not be satisfied with anything but the best. I tell you what, you will be chosen to command the ship, or you will be second. Less than that, we won't be satisfied, boy. Then you pull out. You hear me?
You mean?
That's right, Gavin. Hey, where'd you get that haircut, Bill?
Well, you know how it is. Elizabeth says, Bill, your hair's getting kind of long and yakety-yakety-yak and so on. So, well, I have a cut that's really fast.
Yeah, I guess we better call you Skinhead.
Well, what can I do for you, Ambrose?
You sit on the selection committee tomorrow night for Project Octavius.
Well, you know I do, Ambrose, but I can't talk about it. That's why I never even asked after Gavin.
Because... Sure. I want that boy through, Bill. And not only just through, I want him commander. He has everything.
Now listen here, Ambrose. This is my...
No, you listen here. You are the most influential member of the panel. What you say goes, and you better say it, Bill, because if not, I shall just mention Blockbuster and the moon trip in 94 and how Dyson... happened to get killed.
Ambrose.
Okay, Bill. You got the message? You see, it's not that my boy is not the best man there is. It's just that his nerves might just let him down, that's all. Now, if this happens, you put it right, Bill. You put it right with the panel.
Darling... I've waited all night.
I had to go to the final selection over at space headquarters.
You had to what? Gavin, you what?
Sweetheart, that was the way I decided to do it. To flop out the final seven was simpler. It would have satisfied Pa and given me an out. Only the best is good enough for a Rochester, and this Rochester failed.
Oh, you flopped on purpose?
There's no chance. My showing was very poor. I was listless and just not... Project material. Octavius will be explored without Gavin Rochester. And I don't give a 2-cent cuss.
Okay.
Let them fly beyond the stars. Let them.
Oh, New England. Oh, Gavin.
New England. Oh, no more New York.
Oh, yes. Oh, Gavin, my darling. I'd have killed myself if you'd gone. Gavin. Let's leave now. Who's that?
Dad.
I thought you'd be with a little lady, Gav. Hi, Abby. How does it feel to kiss the commander of the spacecraft Titan IV on Project Octavius? Destination, another galaxy.
So you see, that's how it's going to be, Abby. I made this promise to myself, quietly to myself, that if they chose me, in spite of what I did, then... Please do not make it harder for me. I have to tell you now that it is no longer anything to do with my father. I think it's meant to be, Abby.
You couldn't make any sort of decision, could you, Gavin? Poor Gavin.
We never make decisions. Nobody does. We just wait until the balance sways, and what we ought to do is, well, sort of more clear, you know?
Some of us make decisions. Some of us do. When will the flight be, Gavin, my darling?
The final crash course for which I'll hold a lot of responsibility begins in 10 days. We shall leave Earth in approximately 2 months.
Then, until that time, I shall never let you out of my sight. Even when you're...
You see, I really am so sorry, Abby. It's... Well, it's
no
just...
more, sweetheart. No more now. You have a duty. I respect that. Just as long as we have 2 months together, just make those 2 months last me all my life.
A thin disk about 60,000 light years in diameter. One-tenth of it, this speed of going, the speed of this motion, would be in the neighborhood of, 100,000 miles. Radio waves penetrating this fog. That, of course, limits his vision.
How's it going, boy?
Controlled.
Huh?
Otherwise, in safety...
It's tough, Pa.
All right.
Getting close now.
I guess so, Pa. Once more.
I don't see much of you, son.
I'm sure sorry about that. I guess you know.
Certain cosmic objects in the event...
I know how it is. You get tired. Programs knock you sideways. But tonight, what about it? We'll have a meal, just you and me.
That would give me pleasure, Pa.
2 weeks. I find it hard to believe.
It's, Abby, well, this isn't any good, us seeing one another like this. It's too hard. We got to break now. Anyway, the last 6 days, we don't leave the center.
You promised. Your last meal. Last drink on Earth.
Together, you and me. That's 1 week before, and that promise still stands.
People of America, and the people still to be born who will inhabit the Earth when you return in triumph from another galaxy.
The Project Octavius astronauts, Gavin Rochester, Adrian Grant, Howard R. West, Will Hayward, Bentley Russell, Christopher Creasy, and John Sambrett received their final briefing today in what has been described as man's greatest adventure since the first landing on Mars. Project Octavius will leave the Earth's surface at 0700 hours tomorrow.
Have a good life, Abby, my darling. When you marry, make sure he's exactly what you want. Don't take second best. Not a girl like you.
I won't. I promise. I really do promise that.
Oh, I'm sure strong. What you trying to do to me, huh?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, Gavin.
Abby, where...
7 Falls, Whippoorwill Creek, near Babberford.
What's happening?
Careful, my angel. I've had you drugged for 2 weeks. Your head must feel like...
The Project
Octavius... left Earth a week late due to the mysterious disappearance of Gavin Rochester. Finally, when the State Department, the Department of Space Research, space programming, and finally, when all were satisfied that there was no plot afoot, the ship left on its journey to another galaxy with Commander Grant in charge, and Russell McCourtney briefed in making the number 7. Gavin Rochester, as far as the public of America, and in fact the world is concerned, traveled with Project Octavius. For the secret will never be revealed. Bad, psychologically, you see, my darling. So you see, you no longer exist, Gavin. Not in this world. And in 100 years, let our children's children unravel the mystery. Now, you're safe from your father, from everything. You don't have to play at being a spaceman anymore. I told you, I could make decisions. I didn't wait for the balance to swing. I also promised you to marry the man I wanted to. You see, I was never in any doubt. Sleep, my darling. We'll have to rename you and change you, because you're a new, different man now. And you're never going to see a city, not a rocket, not a space program. Nothing like that ever again.
Well, why not? Somebody once said every decision that's ever made is really made by a woman behind a man who is behind a man. As long as the man doesn't know, why should he kick up a fuss? In Gavin Rochester's case, it was too late anyway. And who would be fool enough to say he ever wanted to go to another galaxy? And now, until next week, this is Charles B. Ryan saying good night.
When the day is gone and the sun sets fire to the faraway hills, when the rivers flow red in the twilight and the long shadows slowly fade into darkness, when the action's over and stories are retold round a log fire, that's when a man needs a beer. Carling Black Label. Husky, lusty, and strong, Carling is the man's brand. Extra Strength Carling Black Label is now brewed right here in South Africa, so you don't lose a day of that lusty, lively taste Carling is world famous for. If you've got a thirst, put our brand on it. Carling Black Label, brewed for men in 18 breweries around the world. Carling invites you to listen again next week to another story in this dramatic series, The Challenge of Space.